ticks, and red meat. Yeah, it's a story. And this is the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 27th day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the Commerce Department and a surprise about the U.S. economy. The White House and affordable housing hit today. Tesla is facing a barrage of complaints over driving ranges of its EVs. Hey, rather than raise wages, everybody now wants you to tip. Everybody. And why? We've got the Wall Street Report and thoughts about closing the pay gap for black women. For the interview, you'll hear from Debbie Durham, the director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, as we talk about Iowa, Israel, business opportunities, and more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've made some time to be with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter? We're there at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, you can find us at Insight on Business. Well, just in case you've run out of stuff to worry about, have you heard about people becoming allergic to red meat because of tick bites? The Associated Press is reporting that more than 100,000 people in the U.S. have become allergic to red meat since 2010 because of a weird syndrome triggered by tick bites. All this according to a new government report. But health officials believe many more have the problem but don't know about it. A second report estimated that as many as 450,000 Americans have developed the allergy. That would make it the 10th most common food allergy in the U.S., said Dr. Scott Commons, a University of North Carolina researcher who co-authored both papers published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health officials said they're not aware of any confirmed deaths, but people with the allergy have described it as bewildering and even terrifying. The reaction, called alpha-gal syndrome, occurs when an infected person eats beef, pork, venison, or other meat from mammals, or ingests milk, gelatin, or other mammal products. It's not caused by a germ, but by a sugar, alpha-gal, that is in the meat from mammals, and tick spit. You heard that correctly, tick spit. When the sugar enters the body through the skin, it triggers an immune response and can lead to severe allergic reactions. People with the syndrome can experience symptoms including hives, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, severe stomach pain, difficulty breathing, dizziness and swelling of the lips, throat, tongue, or eyelids. Unlike some other food allergies, which occur soon after eating, these reactions hit hours and hours later. Now you know. Well, it's not supposed to be this way, but it is. The Commerce Department reported the U.S. economy surprisingly accelerated to a 2.4% annual growth rate from April through June, showing continued resilience in the face of steady higher interest rates resulting from the Federal Reserve's 16-month-long fight to bring down inflation. The AP is reporting that this surprise expansion was well above the 1.5% annual rate that economists had forecast. Driving the most recent quarter's growth was a burst in business investment. Excluding housing, business spending surged at a 7.7% annual rate. That's the fastest such pace since early last year. Companies plowed more money into factories and equipment. Increased spending by state and local governments also helped fuel the economy's expansion in the April through June quarter. But again, none of this is supposed to be happening. The goal of the central bank was to slow economic growth, but that seems to be more difficult than expected. You would have thought that with all this good news, Wall Street would have had a very positive day. However, that was not the case, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit, and why Wall Street fell. The White House has announced a series of efforts meant to increase access to affordable housing and offer more protections for renters. The Associated Press is reporting that the housing measures include providing communities with $85 million in funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to reduce barriers to affordable housing, such as zoning restrictions that, in some places, have become a hurdle to increasing the supply and density of affordable housing. HUD would provide grants upwards to $10 million. The White House also announced that it was forming an interagency task force to develop ways to fund efforts to convert more commercial buildings into residential housing, especially zero-emission and affordable units. Across the country, office-to-housing conversions are being pursued as a potential lifeline for struggling downtown business districts that emptied out during the pandemic. Measures aimed at helping renters include a requirement that landlords notify public housing tenants 30 days before a lease termination due to non-payment of rent, as well as $10 million for tenant education and outreach. Well, Tesla is having to deal with 2,000 complaints a week by owners who are experiencing driving range shortages. Oh, and by the way, the company set up what is being called a secret team to shut down the number of complaints. Reuters reported that Tesla sought to shut down complaints linked to battery range in various ways, including an update to its smartphone app, which prevented Tesla drivers complaining about range from booking appointments. The app update led complaints about range to be sent to a secret team in Nevada, known as the Diversion Team. The team ended up receiving up to 2,000 cases a week and was directed to cancel service appointments for those customers. Sounds sort of like Elon, doesn't it? The findings highlight the challenges Tesla owners have faced in getting Musk to take concerns over EV driving range seriously, with the company accused of exaggerating the range of its vehicles. Range anxiety is a critical concern facing many would-be EV owners who worry that the vehicles would run out of charge before they reach their destination. If it seems like you are being asked to tip more and tip more people, that's true. And here's why. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that business owners are wary of raising the pay levels of their service employees because they fear a recession is on the way, and then they would be stuck with higher wage rates. So, the business of tipping has been ramped up to include nearly everything. Consumers find themselves presented with tipping screens just about everywhere, even at self-checkout. Some say that tipping has gotten out of control, according to a May Bankrate survey, with 41% of respondents saying that they believe businesses should pay employees better rather than relying so much on tips. And that might be in part because today's tipping culture, which extends well beyond restaurant servers or delivery drivers, was formed during the pandemic, according to a new Wall Street Journal article. Back in 2020, as in-person industries suddenly turned service workers into essential workers, people began tipping more, and on things they might not have tipped on previously. And it has now continued. Maybe we should put out a tip jar as well. What do you think? Well, it was not a good day for the markets. The Dow ended an historic positive run and lost 237 points to end the day at 35,282, while the NASDAQ was down by 77 points to finish at 14,050, and the S&P 500 lost 29 points to close at 4537. So, what happened? Well, that positive economic news from the Commerce Department that indicated the U.S. economy grew by a surprising 2.4% in the second quarter sent fear and trembling among investors now sure that the central bank will continue to raise interest rates well into the future. In addition, there were some profit grabs as investors offloaded some high-flying stocks. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude gained on the day, closing near $80 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about the pay gap that black women in the U.S. face. Today marks Black Women's Equal Pay Day, highlighting the ongoing inequities women of color face in the workforce when it comes to equal wages and opportunity. According to Forbes, black women make roughly 67 cents for every dollar a white man makes, and they have to work about 208 extra days to earn what white men did the prior year. So, how can we help close that gap? It starts with companies building more equitable pathways to leadership roles and enforcing more pay equity audits. For more on the issue, check out LinkedIn and what members are saying about Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The talk is right now. All right, stay with us for a conversation with Debbie Durham. She is the director for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. We'll be talking about increased opportunities between Iowa and Israel, what she experienced on her trips to the Jewish state, and other nations as Iowa attempts to showcase our unique location and ability to help businesses grow. To listen, all you have to do is click ahead.